Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5MinuteHistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5MinuteHistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 69, The History of Art. The history of art is a vast and intricate tapestry woven through millennia, reflecting the evolution of human culture, belief systems, and technological advancements. From the earliest cave paintings to the digital creations of the modern era, art has served as a means of expression, communication, and documentation, preserving the essence of societies long past while continuously evolving to mirror the present. Art's origins can be traced back to prehistoric times when early humans adorned cave walls with depictions of animals, hunts, and abstract patterns. The Lascaux Caves in France and the Altamira Cave in Spain stand as remarkable examples of this early artistic endeavor. These paintings, created with natural pigments, not only exhibit an impressive understanding of form and movement, but also suggest a deep spiritual or ritualistic purpose. As human civilization progressed, so too did artistic expression. The ancient Egyptians developed a highly stylized and symbolic art form, primarily seen in their tombs, temples, and papyrus scrolls. Hieroglyphics and wall paintings conveyed stories of gods, pharaohs, and the afterlife, adhering to strict compositional rules to maintain order and harmony. Meanwhile, Mesopotamian cultures, including the Sumerians and Babylonians, left behind intricate carvings, relief sculptures, and monumental ziggurats that reflected their societal hierarchy and religious beliefs. The classical civilizations of Greece and Rome brought a shift towards realism and idealized forms. Greek sculptors such as Phidias and Praxiteles pursued perfection in human anatomy, producing statues that displayed movement, proportion, and emotion. The Parthenon and its friezes stand as enduring testaments to this artistic golden age. The Romans, inspired by Greek traditions, expanded on these principles, incorporating elaborate frescoes, mosaics, and grand architectural feats like the Colosseum and Pantheon, which demonstrated their engineering prowess and artistic ambition. Following the fall of Rome, the medieval period saw art transform under the influence of Christianity. Byzantine mosaics, Gothic cathedrals, and illuminated manuscripts became the dominant artistic forms, with an emphasis on spiritual transcendence over naturalistic representation. The grandeur of Notre Dame and the intricacy of the Book of Kells illustrate how faith dictated artistic expression. During this era, art was largely confined to religious institutions, serving as both a didactic tool and a means of glorifying the divine. The Renaissance marked a revolutionary rebirth of artistic achievement, fueled by humanism and a renewed interest in classical antiquity. Florence became the epicenter of this transformation, with masters such as Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Raphael pushing the boundaries of perspective, anatomy, and composition. The Mona Lisa, the Sistine Chapel ceiling, and the School of Athens epitomize the Renaissance spirit, demonstrating unparalleled technical skill and intellectual depth. Art became a celebration of both human potential and divine inspiration, bridging the gap between the sacred and the secular. The Baroque and Rococo periods introduced dramatic contrasts, elaborate ornamentation, and dynamic movement. Caravaggio's use of chiaroscuro created intense emotional scenes, while artists like Peter Paul Rubens and Rembrandt infused their works with rich color and theatricality. Rococo, in contrast, leaned towards playful elegance, as seen in the delicate pastel-hued compositions of François Boucher and Jean-Honoré Fragonard. The late 18th and early 19th centuries brought forth neoclassicism and romanticism, both reacting against the excesses of the Baroque. Neoclassical painters such as Jacques-Louis David revived classical themes with austere precision, while Romantic artists like J.M.W. Turner and Francisco Goya explored emotion, nature's power, and the sublime. Turner's seascapes and Goya's haunting depictions of war reflected a growing interest in individual experience and the darker aspects of humanity. The 19th century also saw the rise of realism and impressionism, movements that challenged academic art traditions. Realists like Gustave Courbet sought to depict everyday life with unembellished truth, rejecting idealization. Meanwhile, the Impressionists, including Claude Monet, Pierre-Auguste Renoir, and Edgar Degas, revolutionized art with their loose brushwork and focus on capturing fleeting light and movement. The play of sunlight on water in Monet's works and the spontaneous moments of urban life in Degas' paintings showcased a departure from rigid formalism. As the 20th century dawned, art fractured into numerous avant-garde movements, each seeking to redefine artistic expression. Cubism, pioneered by Pablo Picasso and Georges Braque, deconstructed form into geometric shapes, challenging traditional perspectives. Dadaism and Surrealism, led by figures such as Marcel Duchamp and Salvador Dali, embraced absurdity, chance, and the subconscious mind. Abstract Expressionism emerged in post-war America, with Jackson Pollock's energetic drip paintings embodying a radical departure from figurative art. The latter half of the century witnessed the rise of pop art, conceptual art, and minimalism. Artists like Andy Warhol and Roy Lichtenstein drew inspiration from consumer culture and mass media, blurring the lines between high and low art. Meanwhile, the minimalist approach of Donald Judd and Frank Stella sought purity of form and material, stripping art down to its essential components. With the advent of digital technology, the 21st century has introduced new artistic possibilities. Digital painting, AI-generated art, and immersive installations have expanded the boundaries of creativity, allowing artists to explore uncharted territories. Despite these advancements, traditional mediums continue to thrive, proving that art remains an ever-evolving dialogue between past, present, and future. The history of art is, at its core, a reflection of human ingenuity and expression. It transcends time, geography, and cultural boundaries, offering a visual record of our shared experiences. Whether carved in stone, painted on canvas, or generated through pixels, art endures as a testament to the boundless creativity of the human spirit. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.